Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another podcast with your host, Miriam Khan, here at Raise Your Vibes. This particular podcast is quite an important one, and I'm sure I've touched upon it before, but it's something I feel that we need to look at and look into because I'm sure there's many people out there that have experienced the topic of shadow work, and they don't really necessarily know what it actually means, what it actually involves. And it doesn't mean that my particular perspective is necessarily the right one. Obviously, there's going to be various different outlooks and views as to what this means. I personally didn't really know what shadow work was. Okay, I really didn't. It's only when I approached my spiritual path and my spiritual being and essence and going on the journey that I've been on, when you face various hardships in your life, you face various scenarios in your life where, certain milestones, certain things that happen to you are clearly quite challenging, quite difficult. You have heartbreak, you have things in that happen in our lives that break us or shake us or make us or wake us up, and it's when we go through these particular episodes or milestones, if you want to call them that, in your life, we wake up. Not all of us wake up, but some of us wake up to the fact that certain aspects of our life need to change, certain routines need to change, certain characteristics that we hold, that we represent, have to change. Maybe there's parts of us that are, not great. Maybe there's things we need to work on. It can vary from one aspect to another. I can remember one of my very, very early wake-up situations of shadow work and not really obviously recognizing that it was shadow work. And it was when I was in a particular job that clearly was not working with me, it was not suiting me. The people around me were very, very toxic. And unfortunately, it ended up in a situation where I walked away from that particular job as much as I had put my heart and soul into it. And I stepped away from that particular field of work and was resolute that I was never going to go back into education again because of that particular experience. I was literally, I'm done. I am done. And my physical body was exhausted. My mental body was exhausted, my mind was exhausted, and I was at that point where I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't take this anymore. Why am I enduring this? Why am I forcing myself to endure this? And why am I still in this game? Game in inverted commas, And I'm sure all of us can relate to that at times. We have certain trigger points, we have certain things that happen to us in our lifetimes, we have certain traumas we go through. And this is why I'm saying about milestones. I'm not talking just as a child going through particular milestones of development. I'm talking about ourselves as adults, as young adults, as older adults, as adults in the middle ranges, where we've basically experienced this shadow work that we have to do. And there are times when that particular shadow work doesn't always sit with us well. We'll all have different ways of dealing with things. We'll all have different ways of understanding what this is. For me personally, it happened when I would say I'd had a breakdown at that point. I was at the point where I was like, I can't do this anymore. I really cannot do this anymore. My body was screaming stress. And it was displaying signs of severe stress, and you've got things happening behind the scenes that are occurring as well. And your body, in my particular case, my body decided to just shut down. And that time, I went on, in the UK, you can get sick leave. Obviously, I went to go and see, a doctor. I was clearly high stressed at that point. I was having stress counseling. I went on the list to receive stress counseling and how to cope with high levels of stress. And, you get to a point where you just, one day, you're just in tears, absolute tears or anger, or people will have different ways of dealing with those particular emotions. For me, it resulted in tears, and I don't cry. Okay. I rarely cry. So for me, it was a big wake up moment of like, what is happening? Why are you crying? why are these emotions coming out? And I ended up not being able to, over the next couple of months, move from my bed, apart from the obvious, like go to the bathroom when I felt like it. I would go and obviously eat something. And when I say eat something, I'm talking very bare minimal things, soup. And I would struggle to just eat soup. It might have been crackers, it might have been biscuits. And when I say biscuits, I mean maybe one, maybe two. And I would be on that all day. You know, your whole like body just switches off. You go into like a shutdown mode. I didn't like seeing the light. I would stay in bed and just stare out the window from my bed itself. I'd find it really, really difficult. And obviously, it was a case of a stage of depression at this point, too, for anybody tuning in. But all these different particular situations made me really take a hard look at myself and look at certain things. Even though I knew I was in a state of depression, I knew I was in a state of stress, I knew that my body was physically, emotionally, spiritually just exhausted. I couldn't work with the people that I was paid to work with anymore. They were very, very toxic individuals. And obviously, eventually, I left that place of employment with my head held high. However, it took a long while for me to be able to step away from that legally, you know, because obviously you're in a contract. Whilst you're doing this situation, the shadow work comes in, and the shadow work is where you are, you know, despite your pain and despite your trauma, you are hopefully being more introspective, and you're being more outrospective, and you're hopefully being honest with yourself. Sometimes we're not. We think we're doing the work, we think we're doing the deep analysis of ourselves, and we think we're doing the shadow work to sort of break free from patterns and trauma that we think we've healed from, and we're not. You know, when these situations occur, it's a reminder that we haven't healed from that. We still have forms of patterns of behavior that we need to move from and evolve from and permanently heal from, not fix, heal from. And that there's a difference, isn't there, in the word fix and the word heal, right? Because if you're constantly fixing something, it will never be healed. Whereas if you're healing from something, it's repaired. And hopefully you grow strength from that, you grow love from that. And you know, you hopefully can transform from that, not necessarily go backwards from that. And these different scenarios that happen to us, you know, you can relate to this when you've gone through, and I have been through it myself, for those of you that are tuned into the show regularly, when you've gone through a big breakup, a divorce, ending of a marriage. Maybe there's a relationship, a significant relationship. Like I said, it could be a work one. Does it necessarily need to be a physical one, or a loved one? You know, it could be a friendship with a friend that's ended. All these aspects of shadow work will keep coming in because we have to really sit with ourselves. Now, for many of us, that's quite hard. You know, have you actually, on a spiritual level, sat with yourself and faced yourself and faced some of the demons that you keep, you know, maybe swallowing down? Okay. And have you really looked at your actions? Have you really looked at you and why some of these particular events are occurring? What are you doing subconsciously with your patterns of behavior that you don't realize that you're doing? This is all part of your shadow work, you know, and healing your inner child, healing parts of you that are clearly still, unfortunately, broken because we're still repeating those patterns need to be addressed, you know, big time. And the shadow work that we do is crucial to our healing journey. It's crucial to our evolvement. It's crucial to understanding who we are. And it's crucial to us moving forward and not being stuck in a rut. And I often, when I'm going through shadow work, and I'm sure there's many of you that can relate to this, I will often go into hermit mode. And those of the people that are close to me will understand. They know, okay, my phone is likely to be off. I won't communicate with people, or my phone is on. I'm not really responding to people. You go into hermit mode. That's the best way I can describe it. Okay. There's only a select one or two individuals you may let into your life when this is occurring. And some of us don't. Some of us just, deal with this in a very, very different way. So each of us will have a different way of dealing with the shadow work. And not one particular way is the best way or the worst way or the right way. Each of us will have shadow work that we do that's right for us. And we have to work on that ourselves. Some of us will need to go and talk with a very close friend. Some of us need to go and see a trained counselor, a psychotherapist, a shrink, whatever you want to call it. It might be that you actually need time with yourself. After all, we should be our best healer, shouldn't we? But sometimes we're not necessarily equipped with the skills in order to do that. Right? And when we do this shadow work, which is very, very worthy, we shred layers of old skin. Okay? We do. We shred layers of old skin that's not us anymore. Think about it. People that you've known 10, 15 years ago, even if you bumped into them, would they recognize who you are? Physically, yes. Mentally, maybe not. Spiritually, maybe not. Because hopefully you've worked on yourself enough to understand that perhaps in the past you didn't have these boundaries. Perhaps in the past you didn't have these layers of severe authenticity. Maybe there was some, but not in a full depth aspect. So we have to make sure that we worked on that inner part of ourselves in shadow time, in that shadow work, so that we can finally heal. And like I said, this shadow work will take several times. It's not one thing that you do. You'll have certain breakthroughs. Sometimes you'll have breakouts. You will have meltdowns. You will have situations where you are annoyed with yourself or upset with yourself. You're questioning yourself. Maybe at the time when that particular activity or event was occurring in your timeline of your life, you're not actually looking at it as you should do. You're not looking at it from an introspective point of view, but in the shadow work, you are. And sometimes we are, we're our worst enemy. We overthink, we overanalyze, we are very, very meticulous when we come to our work-life balance. But when it comes to our personal, perhaps we don't have the same characteristics or the same boundaries or the same methodical way of dealing with people, because obviously in our personal lives, our boundaries are a little bit more warped or more flexed, or we have a different access to our heart than we do at work. We switch off. Shadow work therefore allows us to sit with ourselves. I've known some close friends go on different excursions where, they've gone to not necessarily just meditation, but they've gone to places where there's no technology, for example. They might be in a place where it's just a quiet room, all to themselves. It might be that they've gone on holiday somewhere where there's just nobody there. There's just themselves. They go in an isolated place to find that peace and to find that wisdom. And it's in those places, like I said, that you really sit with yourself and you look at your shadow work. Some of us struggle with that, by the way. Some of us really, really struggle with being by ourselves. And I have to admit, I can relate to that. Been there, done that, got that t-shirt. And that was something that I found when I was in my 20s, really, really difficult. Because when you're born and raised to be in a community with quite a lot of individuals around you, to suddenly being by yourself and to be independent, it's hard. There's also going to be times when your shadow work looks at, obviously, not just milestones, but looking at aspects of trauma, aspects of our subconscious, aspects of shame, aspects of emotions, perhaps we regret actions that we've done. And obviously, all relies on us being authentic with ourselves. Sometimes, if our perception of what we've gone through is not valid, this is when another person talking through our situations helps. It really does help us to look at ourselves and look at us being more authentic. And there are lots and lots of benefits out there to do with, healing from this and looking at your shadow work. So some of us might not always realize that by doing shadow work, we can be more confident in ourselves. We can get rid of, or maybe remove or reduce, because obviously for everyone it's going to be different aspects of our confidence levels and our self-esteem levels, which is crucial to us being whole, you know. And at times, you know, our shadow self and shadow work helps us to look at that part of us where we are vulnerable. It helps us to look at our weaknesses. It helps us to be critical, and it helps us to look at the problems from a outlook that we haven't perhaps considered before. So this is quite crucial in that particular aspect of things. Another one is where it can help us to be more creative. You know, perhaps there's aspects of ourselves that we haven't allowed to surface. Maybe we repressed creative aspects of ourselves, and the shadow work allows us to do that. Art therapy, for example, these days is a huge thing, and it's there for a reason. We can tap into that, you know, hidden talent that we have, and it allows us to look at our suppressed ideas. It helps us to look at our unique ideas. It helps us to be more creative. It allows us to definitely look at different ways of building on our creativity. Another way of looking at things as well is that when we do shadow work, it helps us clearly to build better relationships with the people around us, especially our loved ones, you know. And if we've gone through a different situation, maybe we're having a bad time at work, maybe there's certain things happening in our personal life, it could be that certain individuals are sick, we are sick, whatever it could be, it does help you build a better relationship with other people around you and yourself. You know, that's the crucial thing, that sometimes we forget that doing the shadow work allows us to love ourselves more, because you have to love, and I've said this before, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful, you know, the in-between. But we don't always look at that. Sometimes there's part of us we dislike, understandably so, but we also have to look at the parts where we are working on improving that and loving ourselves further, you know. So another aspect of shadow work can also be practicing self-acceptance more. Many of us struggle with this big time. We repress parts of ourselves. We change ourselves to fit in. We're all guilty of this in one way or another. And we don't always show compassion for ourselves. We don't show compassion for who we truly, really are. Sometimes we suppress that because we have to fit in, we have to mold in, we have to be a particular personality or particular outlook to fit in our employment, for example, or the way that we are. We're meant to be in a particular role. So sometimes, yeah, understandably, we suppress that. And we hide that part of us. So when we do the shadow work, accepting ourselves, self-acceptance is crucial to that. It's really, really important. And it allows us to look at other aspects of us. We might have really hidden talents. The art, for example, I've just explained. We might have really good techniques with music. We might have a way of linking with other people. We might be creative in other aspects. But because we've spent so much time in the dark, ironically, hiding, you know, our true selves, we haven't done that. So shadow work lets us face that head on. It lets us face that side of us head on. It lets us look at who that person is looking back at us in the mirror and truly accepting that aspect of ourselves. And these things can obviously overall help our being, well-being, and it helps us to be in love with ourselves fully, not just in a small aspect, fully. That shadow work can help you become better in yourself. You might have huge anxiety issues. You might have wellness issues, stress issues, like I mentioned earlier. You might have really unhealthy relationships or are attracting them. Same with friendships. You might have to take that real deep look to look at the root causes, you know, and that shadow work helps you to really tackle that. And, you know, like I said to you, I do this regularly now. When I feel myself sometimes overwhelmed or sometimes taking a step back, and sitting back and having clarity allows you, another aspect is looking at compassion, not just with yourself, but towards others. For example, you might have snapped at someone for whatever reason. You need to have a look at what led you to that. And sometimes it's understandable when we're stressed, when we're under a lot of things happening to us. We feel overwhelmed. We feel this anxiety. We feel it riding within us, you know. But we also need to be able to address those issues too. And we need to be able to override that and come out of it with better clarity. And when we have better clarity, clearly we're more authentic, you know, in ourselves. Not everybody can do shadow work on their own. Sometimes we need, like I said to you earlier, that trained individual to help us. And sometimes it takes going way back, and I mean way back to your childhood, and looking at the forms of behavior, looking at how we were treated. There might be parts of our memories that are distorted or forgotten, but a lot of that does come from there. And sometimes we get so upset when we look at shadow work that we are in pain. That's another thing. That's why I'm saying about having a trained person with you to help you and support you, because it does take a lot of compassion and a lot of love for self to be able to say to yourself, for example, in that work, I love you. I believe in you. I'm glad that you're here. You're worthy. You are enough. You deserve to be happy. You have a lot to offer. You're an amazing musician. You're a talented artist. You're an amazing person. You have a big heart. Instead of the negative things that trigger us, you know, meditation is a key thing. Not everybody believes in that meditation. Meditation for you could be sport. It could be art. It could be music. It could be going for a walk. It could be doing, you know, yoga. There's different aspects of meditation, not just one. And sometimes meditation can really, really help in clarifying and clearing up all these emotions, because sometimes they come up jumbled up, you know. Another way of helping yourself is keeping a journal, keeping a shadow journal, and keeping an aspect of that as well. Now, if you're doing a journal, which might be really, really therapeutic for some of you. Not everybody has to look at this, only like one or two people, or nobody looks at it. It could be just you. These are things that you might want to think about as you're doing your shadow work. And like I said, it's like a meditation exercise for those of you that will do it. Some questions are as follows. How do you believe people see you? How do they describe you? How do they describe you to someone else? How does that make you feel? What are the worst traits that you have? And do you think they need to be changed? When do you demonstrate these worst traits about you? Do you think you need to amend them, change them, or does it depend on circumstance? What tends to make you judgmental towards others? Is it showing something about you that you need to change when you're judgmental? What are the memories that you are ashamed of? Now, this is the one that I said to you that can be a trigger question. Who do you envy and why? What frightens you the most? What are the ways in which you could make yourself feel safer, perhaps, if you're, you know, exposed to fear? What emotions bring out the worst in you? And why do you think this happened? So this is where you're looking at your trigger points. When was the last time you self-sabotaged? How were you feeling at the time? And why do you think you triggered that particular behavior? Which of your friendships make you feel safe and secure? And which relationships at this present time no longer serve you? And obviously, when you're doing that one, you might want to think about why that is. What's something you wish that other people could understand about you? What's your worst memory from childhood? And what is the worst character trait that you have as a result of this memory? Or other events from your childhood. Again, that's a triggering one. Okay. How do you feel about when drama occurs? What do you sense? What do you feel? Who's currently in your life that's got a grudge against you? What trait do you see in other people that you wish you had? And why do you not have this in yourself? What are your personal core values? And why are those values important to you? Maybe you start looking at where they've come from. What important moments in your life have you been through that are the hardest? And why are you so hard on yourself? How do you define failure? And how does it make you feel? Are you afraid of failure? If so, why? Do you have any negative emotions that you try to avoid? How do you avoid them? What do you do to get past them? Now, what do you do with your time when you're bored? What do you enjoy doing and why? Okay. Your parents and guardians, what were their core values when you were a child? How does it differ from you if you're a parent now? Or how does it differ from you as an adult? This one can be quite sad to make you think about it. Who's let you down the most in your life? Or maybe who's caused you the most trauma? Again, some of these are quite triggering questions, okay? But obviously, when you're doing shadow work, you have to be honest. You have to keep an open mind. You have to practice that self-compassion. You have to keep reminding yourself that you're in a safe zone, because obviously, some of the things we're talking about can trigger, you know, can bring back some of the issues we've faced. You have to be patient with yourself, clearly. We have to have, you know, different exercises that we go through. We have to make sure that we've put time aside to do shadow work instead of just multitasking with busy events that are happening out. And we also need to look at the fact that we've taken time to reflect on our progress. You know, shadow work isn't there just as a small fix me upper. It's not. It's there so that you can hopefully get on and hopefully go through all these different exercises to come out the other side. And different trigger points, different things in your life are going to help you go through this, you know. And that's one of the things that I'm looking into more. I'm doing a course in psychology at the moment, and it's really helping me to not only understand myself, but understand others in a lot of depth. And that shadow work is crucial to that, because we don't often look at those disowned parts of ourselves. We don't look at that aspect of ourselves, and we have to. We have to face up to this part of us is us, you know. And these aspects of shadow work, these meditation moments, these parts of us that's formed us as who we are, you know, are important and are crucial to helping us evolve to being a better person. And that's why that shadow work is so crucial. You know, we have to observe our emotions. We have to observe our reaction. We have to look back at inner dialogue. We have to take accountability. That's such an important word. And we have to look at the things that we've done well, the things that we haven't done well. And we have to look at our archetypes. How did we fit into that particular role? How do we then evolve from that? How do we move forward from that? How do we become a better person when we've gone through the shadow work? How do we not react to things in a way that we used to? And how do we heal? And how do we become better? You know, we're not necessarily dealing just with ego. We're coming from it from a point of view where we're dealing with, hopefully, lots of more self-love. And at the center of it is us and acceptance. Acceptance is crucial. You know, we're not actors in this game of life. We're not. I call it game of life, but it's not. We are here. We're here for a purpose. We're here to work out what's happening to us. And we're here to heal, and we're here to move on. And we're here, hopefully, to help others in humanity. And we're here to help other people move forward as well. But it's only until we work on our shadow self and our personal aspects of different ways of being that we can only truly be us. And these different exercises, like I said, they are there to help us to heal, to become more whole, and to become more close to ourselves. And some of us will not always complete this fully. Some of us will struggle. Some of us will find this very, very challenging. Some of us will just give up. And some of us will continue because we know that this is important. And as I said to you, there are various different stages to shadow work. It's not just in one particular case fits all, because it doesn't. And personally, I've been doing shadow work consistently with different milestones I've gone through, because I personally realize the value in it. I personally realize how important it is for my growth and for my development, because I am still learning. Even though I'm in my 40s, I am still learning. This is a learning curve. It's a learning cycle. It doesn't end. And you don't have all the answers straight up. You don't. You have to keep evolving. You have to keep working on yourself. And you have to keep moving forward. And that shadow work allows us to embrace that part of ourselves. And it allows us to work on us. And it allows us to be whole. I hope you found that podcast interesting. I'm sure many of us can relate to it. And hopefully, wherever you are on your particular shadow work journey, big hugs, keep in there, keep at it, because hopefully you come out the other side, and you come out the other side more evolved, you come out the other side more free and liberated and more at ease with yourself. And that's the main goal. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Maroon Khan at Raise Your Vibes.